keep breathing. Breathing in Scripture, breathing out Scripture as we encounter the living God. The people of God are preparing to take possession of the promised land. Soon, if you're following the reading schedule, you'll read all about it. It's an epic story of Israel's conquest of the promised land. But right now, I want to direct your attention to God's instruction to the new leader of Israel. Sorry to have spoiled. If you're reading the story, you know that the leader of Israel right now is Moses. But as you see at the beginning of this text, Moses is dead. And there's a new leader. It's Joshua, the son of Nun. And the Lord tells Joshua, don't be afraid. The Lord tells Joshua to be strong and courageous, and tucked into this call to be brave and strong and absent of fear is this instruction, Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. Church, this is one of the few places that we see the word success in all of Scripture. And it is affixed to meditating on the book of the law. I find that fascinating. That's interesting. That's something we ought to pay attention to. The few places that you see the word success. In the King James Version, this is the only place that the word success is found in the entire King James Version of the Bible. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. There is a reason that we are encouraged to breathe in and breathe out the word of God. You see, it leads to a prosperous spirit. It leads to success in dealing with our fears and anxieties. It leads to conquering our challenges. It leads to taking hold of what God has promised us. The beginning instruction to Joshua was not to go consult your military manual. It wasn't to gather everyone and go through some war maneuvers. They were going to have to fight. Joshua is a very bloody book. It's a war. It's war. That's all they do is fight in Joshua. But the beginning instruction to Joshua, the new spiritual leader of Israel and the new military leader of Israel, is to make sure that you spend time thinking about the book of the law every day and every night. Breathe it in and breathe it out. And so, while we're not standing on the brink of a new land, we are standing at the brink of new adventures. We're standing on the brink of new relationships and new jobs and new plans. And we're standing at the brink of challenging days ahead and anxieties about inflation and coronavirus and rising tuition costs and battles with our spiritual health and our mental health and our physical health. And so, while we take a look at the book, let us not neglect embodying the book, living the book, speaking the book, and looking for the transcendent presence of God in the book, as to invoke God's presence in our new adventures, our new plans, on the brink of our anxieties and our uneasiness. As we meditate on God's word, may we be driven to our very knees to worship God. May we encounter his presence as a call to his people, as made by the psalmist in Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. You see, many of the psalms were calls to worship. They were prompts to worship. And in Psalm 95, the psalmist says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." And as we sing that psalm, if you would like to be prayed over, prayed with, if there's something that has been preventing you from taking the breath of God and exhaling the breath of God, breathing in God and exhaling God, if there's something that's just getting in the way, you have an obstruction to that breath, we would like to cover you in prayer. We'd like to pray over you. We would like to call on the name of Jesus on your behalf. If you would like us to do so, you can just step forward and make that known, or make a notion from your seat. Let someone know that you want somebody to pray with you, pray over you, pray in communion with you. If there's any other need that you have that you want to share with the church, as we sing this psalm, I pray that you would not hesitate to come and let us know how we can serve you. Let's sing.